people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Another Bigfoot story, Ontario. This one here takes place in the Sault Ste. Marie, August 2004, North Lake Superior region. Last year, a bunch of us went up to Superior for a week of backcountry camping. The weather was really bad, except for a couple of days near the end of the week, so we ended up staying in the campgrounds. We had 5 kids with us for the start of the week. Anyway, we decided to take a 4-hour hike into the backcountry, which would end up at a remote camp spot by the lake. The camp is set up on a beach facing out on the lake. There was an old-growth forest behind the camp, leading into the acres of wilderness. A couple of girls were going back to the toilet, a seat on a box in the middle of the bush. Around 6 p.m., they came back shortly after, stating they saw something black around 60 feet away, behind some trees and bushes. It wasn't moving, as it was hiding or watching them. Then, this is stated in more detail in separate report by my wife. My brother and I went back there, but we didn't see or hear anything. There was only a couple on the other side of the beach, about 10-minute walk. As an added note, I had my Alaskan Malamute with us, and he did not pick up on anything unusual. The thing to note here is there is a constant wind and breeze coming off the lake. Later that same night, around 11 p.m., we're all sitting around the fire enjoying the moment. I was standing with my back to the lake facing the fire, and I thought I heard a whistle or something that resembled someone whistling. At the same moment, the rest of the bunch heard it, as it was quiet, quite evident. It stopped for a moment. We all moved away from the fire, just outside the glare, and we could get a better look. Then a whistle started again. It was the creepiest thing, since I sounded like someone was standing in the dark whistling at us. The whistle was almost like a tune, as strange that was. Now, there is no way there was someone out there in the pitch black doing that. No flashlight, nothing, no way. We shone our lights around as we heard the whistle, and then it stopped. What the? We all looked at each other. The strangest part was we all just went back to the fire and continued on as if it didn't happen. Maybe we were in disbelief or didn't want to freak out the kids. The other strange part was my dog didn't flinch about the whistle, no reaction at all. Then getting up with us, we went away from the fire. My brother and I stayed up about 3 hours after the incident, but nothing else happened. Just recently, I was looking up the Wendigo and read the Native Indians stated that the Wendigo, a.k.a. Sasquatch, would whistle to attract the kids and to abduct them. That creeps me out totally, since I camped in that spot before, never with the kids around, and I never heard anything like that in the bush. Witnesses, 4 adults, 2 children. So there's another story. Thanks for the talk and listening, and if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice.